This is ClarenceAMason.com with the truth between the lies. Let's look at politics for a second. It seems to be the driving force in the black community, the political angle of it. I have a question. I really have a sincere question. Why is it that only black people think that economic power comes from political means? What I mean by that is that you don't see the Jews worried about how many Jews are on the Supreme Court. You don't see the Italians worried about how many Italian congressmen there are. You don't see them worried about congregating around the power of who they're going to elect, because they know they get nothing back from that person. They know no power comes from the elected officials. They know government's job is very limited. But these cultures that come together and control the education of their children, these cultures that come together and determine what the values will be aimed at success of children, these cultures that congregate together and establish a norm of excellency for their children, they are the dominant cultures. It's not based on race, skin color. It's not based on economics. It's based on the cultural values they hold dear. But we think that we can gather around and elect someone. We think because he's black, or he speaks Spanish, or he tells us he has hope and change, we believe that will make us economically viable. But it has never been that way, and never will be that way. If you're going to be encouraged by someone's political speech, you're going to be discouraged the rest of your life. If you're going to be provided for by someone who takes from someone else, you're going to be part of a Ponzi scheme. You had better be in charge of you, because no one else will. Teach your children to succeed, or they will not be successful. This is ClarenceAMason.com with the truth between the lies.